Welcome to Cosmic Diaries. This is Priya Kale, your astrologer, and here we are between eclipses. We're in the thick of it. We're looking at the astrology from May 6th to May 12th, and as always, there's a lot going on. I'm going to run through the aspects, but I'm going to try and do something a little different this week because I've also written down the interpretation for the aspects on a day-to-day basis, and I'm going to be sending that out with a newsletter. So if you haven't signed up yet, please sign up at priyakale.com or cosmicdiaries.com. They both go to the same website. So you can receive that in your inbox. And of course, I'll run through the aspects here, but I'm going to try and just do a kind of an overview of the week because I'm just rethinking the format, and given we're between eclipses, I figured it's an ideal time to change it up a little bit. So this week, on the 6th of May, Venus sextiles Mercury, bringing a chance to have honest conversations, clear the air, especially in situations surrounding love, money, relationships. But the moon is in Cancer on the 6th, so emotions are running high, and we are heading to the Scorpio full moon, so be mindful and think win-win, and be gentle as well. How you say something matters as much as what you say. On the 7th of May, the sun sextiles Mars, and we're seeing the deeper layers of a situation, but this is a time to really clarify our vision as we work towards materializing a dream. Then on the 8th of May, we reach the first quarter of the moon in Leo, and the first quarter is a turning point, and this marks the halfway point between the Taurus new moon in solar eclipse and the full moon in Scorpio and lunar eclipse in Scorpio. So this is a powerful turning point and chance to make adjustments. With the sun in Taurus and the moon in Leo, drop the ego, stay true to your values, and stay in the present. We can't change the past, but we are shaping our reality with our choices. And there's a need for awareness, especially because we're only a couple of days away from Jupiter's ingress into Aries and Mercury's retrograde station on the 10th of May, which means we're now in Mercury's storm phase, and this period when Mercury is stationary in the sky is a time when information tends to surface. And given we're between eclipses, the choices that we're making now are shaping our life, setting patterns for at least 6 months, if not longer. So it's important that you're making those choices in awareness of what you want rather than reacting to situations or jumping to conclusions, because a story is far from over yet, and everything is negotiable. What matters is that we keep an open mind. Keep channels of communication open. With Mercury stationary, things may seem to be stalling. Also, Jupiter's at the end of its transit in Pisces, so there's a huge sense of pregnant pause in the air. So, move in awareness. And of course, if you have important purchases to make, I would recommend that you do it before Mercury, or even contracts to sign, I would recommend that you do it before Mercury stations retrograde on the 10th of May. Once Mercury is retrograde, you'll have time to revise and renegotiate and review arrangements. On the 9th of May, there are no major aspects taking place, but the moon moves from Leo to Virgo, suggesting there is a chance to heal and to create space for healing. But that's part of the challenge right now. Recognize there's always room for growth, and it'll be easier for you to forgive yourself and others where there's been a breakdown. And then we arrive to the 10th of May, which really is the major turning point in the whole week. And there's a huge shift coming up because Mercury changes direction, suggesting we need an extra suitcase of patience on this day. And especially because just hours later, Jupiter enters Aries. And with Jupiter in Aries, this is a whole lot of impatience. And our patience is really wearing thin. So mindfulness is called for, as is self-awareness. So you don't end up saying or doing something you might later regret, or jumping to conclusions before you have the full picture. Because at the moment you don't. There's a lot more for you to learn here. This really is the major day in the week. Mercury is a planet of communication and information and the mind. and Mercury will be retrograde now until the 3rd of June. Mercury will remain in Gemini until the 23rd of May when it returns to Taurus while it's retrograde. So more on that later, but for now, with Mercury moving retrograde in Gemini, this time of Mercury's retrograde is a time of review, renegotiation, and reaching a deeper understanding of the recent past. We're seeing another side to things, we're learning another side of the story, and it's a chance to really rethink our recent decisions and choices and perhaps make adjustments as we learn more information. Jupiter now has been transiting Pisces, which is its home sign, since December. And Jupiter is the most benevolent planet in the zodiac. It's the planet of abundance, good fortune, luck, wisdom. But Jupiter will magnify things. It'll magnify whatever is present, especially in Pisces. Pisces is a sign that represents all that is. So we're seeing the good, bad, ugly of situations, especially wherever you have Pisces in your chart. And currently, Mars is still transiting in Pisces, Neptune is in Pisces, and recently Venus was in Pisces, so was Mercury. So there's been a lot of Pisces energy, and there's been a lot of water under the bridge now. Question is, how much of it do you want to hold on to? Because we are moving to the Scorpio full moon, and it's really a time to let go of holding on to things that weigh you down and to dig deeper for our values. Especially with Mercury moving retrograde in Gemini, this is all about choices. And again, we are seeing another side to the story, but with Mercury in Gemini, it could be easy to see things in black and white. Still, Jupiter in Pisces is a reminder that things aren't black and white right now. And the Sun in Taurus is a reminder that this is about your values. It's not about what's right or wrong. And in one sense, there is no right or wrong. It's about being true to ourselves. But Jupiter's transit through Pisces since December, we've seen the infinite potential in the situation. Now, with whatever surfaces as Mercury stations retrograde and Jupiter's change of signs shortly after, there's a sense that we're learning information, filling us with a sense of urgency, and there's a profound need for self-awareness. The coming months, as Jupiter transits through Aries, Jupiter will be in Aries until the 9th of October, and then it'll re-enter Pisces. So pay attention to what's unfolding right now, because we're going to be revisiting these situations later in October, once again in October, rather, when Jupiter returns to this part of the sky. And that will also bring us to the next set of eclipses in November in Taurus and Scorpio. So this period between now and October 9th is really a glimpse into what's coming up again next year, or rather at the end of December, when Jupiter re-enters Aries and then will transit through Aries all the way until May. So we're kind of getting a glimpse into next year between now and October. So move in awareness. This is a time of growth, especially in the area of your life ruled by Aries, and a period of self-discovery. Mars is currently in Pisces, and Mars is the ruler of Aries, as well as the ruler of the upcoming Scorpio full moon. And Jupiter is in Aries, which is Mars's sign, which means they're both in mutual reception. So this is like, although neither is in their home sign, they're both in each other's houses. So it's like being in your friend's house while your friend is in your house, and there's still support where if you need something, you can call them, or if they need something, they can call you. And similarly, there's this process underway in our lives where even if you feel like you're out of your depth in a situation, help is close at hand. But it will take humility and a willingness to ask for that help, because especially in Aries, with Jupiter in Aries, there could be the tendency to feel like either I know it all or then I'm too proud to ask for help. What's important to remember is that you have a vision, and while Jupiter was in Pisces, you've seen the potential in situations, and now you're seeing your own desires and a way to bring a vision to life. So stay focused on your goals and clarify your vision. Then you can use this energy consciously with awareness to shape and mold your reality. And with Mercury's recent retrograde over the next few weeks, we are certainly in a period of review and renegotiation. So as more information surfaces, we have a chance to make choices and renegotiate arrangements so they work better for everyone. As the week ends, on the 11th, Venus makes an aspect to Saturn, Jupiter semi-squares Uranus, and then on the 12th of May, the Moon is in Libra. So we're entering a new world with Jupiter in Aries, but we're also recovering ground and understanding the recent past in a whole new light and seeing another side to a story. So there's a need for balance now because we are moving to the full moon in Scorpio and lunar eclipse in Scorpio, which is going to bring even more heated emotions to the surface. But it's also a chance to really let go and lighten our load so we aren't destroying what is precious to us by holding on too tightly to our own expectations. Jupiter in Aries can bring a focus on the self, and it could be easy to get caught up in our selfish desires. So as the moon enters Libra and moves through Libra, take the time to really find a balance emotionally and be honest with yourself about the relationships you value and why you value them. No one is an island, and we need, at best, we are interdependent with others in our life. So take time to really dig deep for your values, your self-worth, and value what you bring to the table. Then it will be easier to meet others halfway and to recognize the relationships that really appreciate and value you for you. There's a lot more that I could say, but I'm keeping this short right now because I've covered the aspects and interpreted the aspects in depth in the newsletter. So I hope you'll get a chance to read that. But I will be back with you again next week with more on the Scorpio full moon and lunar eclipse. Until then, I hope you're taking very good care of yourself, being gentle with yourself, and moving with these changes as best as you can. And if you're looking for a personal astrology consultation, please do email me at priya@cosmicdiaries.com. And I would love to work with you and see what these eclipses have in store for you. But I'll stop here for now, and I will be back with you again next week. So till then, take care of yourselves and namaste.